Hey people, welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. As usual, I hope you're having an amazing week so far. Thank you so much for the feedback on the last episode, and I hope that you've started making the moves to bridge the gap between you and your spouse or your friends or any of your loved ones in any relationships that you have. So today I want to talk about something that, you know, I think about a lot and which honestly shapes my life. And I think that when I start to speak about it, a lot of people will kind of key in or maybe relate as well. And for me, it's just the fact that, you know, every single thing that we experience, everything that we have, everybody that we meet comes with some sort of timeline. So today we're talking about timelines and expiry dates. When you meet someone, it's so interesting that it's already written how long that person is going to be in your life. It's written when you're going to meet the person, the circumstance of your meeting, if that person is going to go out of your life, you know, when the circumstance of that as well. And we're literally just playing into the script that God has written for our lives. As in, these are the kind of thoughts that keep me up at night. Like, if we could see the expiry dates, if we could see the timelines that we have with our loved ones or with the things that we have or with our experiences, would it make us love differently? Would it make us love better or make us love less? Like, if you knew that you're going to meet this guy, you're going to fall madly in love with him, you're going to get married, but you have a timeline of, say, 10 years to be together, would you love more or would you hold your heart a little to yourself? Would you be like, you know what, I'm going to give it all I have for these 10 years? And, you know, when it's done, I want people to beat my chest and say, well, I gave it my best shot. Or would you hold back and be like, well, it's going to end anyways. Why am I putting in so much effort? You know, these are kind of things that keep me up at night. And it's something that we really, really need to understand, that whether we see the timeline or not, whether we know the timeline or not, we actually have, you know, expiry dates for some people or some things in our lives. And for me, what that does for me is it just makes me manage my expectations. It makes me honestly give it my best shot. Like, I want to, for everybody that comes into my life, for every experience I have, for every relationship I have, I want to at least be able to beat my chest and say, as at that time, with the resources that I had and what I knew, I gave it my best shot, you know. And these are things that drive my husband bonkers, because I will say to him, you know, babe, let's talk about what if Allah has destined that we have only 15 years together? What if it's been written that we're going to be divorced? Let's talk about it. Like, how can we, if we get divorced, how can we still remain friends and co-parents? And he's like, why on earth are you thinking about things like that? Or I'm like, what if it's been destined that after 10 years, one of us is going to pass on? It drives my husband up the wall. And even my children, my daughter teases me and says, Mama, please stop sounding like you stop trying to sound so selfless. I'm so fearless. And I'm like, I'm not trying to sound fearless. I just like to, you know, be prepared for certain things. Because I've realized that in life, when you preempt things and you prepare for them and you kind of expect them, when they come, you tend to act better. The shock factor is lost. But I mean, let me put a disclaimer and say that no matter how much you prepare for certain things, some of them will still sucker punch you in the gut. So you prepare, you wrap your head around the fact that a loved one can die. It doesn't mean that when they die, you're going to be like, well, I thought about this. It will sucker punch you. It might be the timing, it might be the circumstance, you know. But I'm just saying that when you preempt certain things and you kind of prepare your mind for certain things, when they come, you don't have that much of a knee-jerk reaction to them. You're able to think a lot more logically and rationally as against emotionally. And for me, this is how I like to be. So I think of all sorts of crazy scenario. Okay, if they call me today and say XYZ has happened, what does that mean? What would be the first thing that I would do? And it really, really prevents me from having attachment, especially to things. You know, to your loved ones, it's kind of hard. You don't really have control over that. Like, the days that I wake up and I say to God, oh my God, please let me love my husband a lot less. I think I love him too much. You know, and I remember talking to somebody older and more learned, and he said, don't ever make that kind of prayer because it can go left. So I stopped making that prayer. But the days that, because I'm so effusive with love and I'm so open with love, the days that I feel like, oh my God, it's too much for other people. So I want to tone it down. And I also want to, you know, kind of have a solid grip on it so that if certain things happen, I'm not completely or highly devastated. But, you know, when it comes to your loved ones, you don't even know the extent, you don't even know the depth of your love for them. So I can't even say that, you know, knowing that there might be timelines or expiry dates with some of my loved ones, influences that in any way. But when it comes to things, when I get something, no matter how expensive, no matter how much I love it, I just think, one day I'm going to have to part with this thing. It's either it's going to get spoiled, or I'm going to give it away. I'm just going to lose interest in it. So I don't have a lot of attachment to things. I don't have a lot of attachment to even people. Like, and I'm going to say that I have to explain this very carefully. So I'm the kind of person that when you come into my life, like my staff, for example, I give you my all. I feel like anybody that comes into your life, especially your workers, they trust upon you from God. So I like to be a good boss. I like to be a good, you know, example to my staff. But at the same time, I know that one day they're going to leave me. I don't even pray for any of my staff to stay with me till they die. That will mean that they're not progressing at the rate that I want. So at the back of my mind is always the thought, one day she's going to leave. So okay, what do you do? So I want to make sure that the skills that this person has, the training that this person has, is transferable. Is transferable. So you want to document stuff, you want to know things yourself that you can teach the next person. You don't completely rely on someone and assume that they're going to be there for the rest of their lives. Even if that's their wish, life happens. You know, people get married, they move away, people die, people fall ill, people lose interest, things happen. So I always have that at the back of my mind. You have a timeline with this person, you have a timeline with this thing, you have a timeline at this place. How are you going to play it? You know, I always just wonder, what if we just woke up one day and they were like countdown timers on our foreheads. And if you saw your friend, for example, it could show an infinity timeline, meaning, okay, you're going to be together till one of you, you know, maybe passes on. Or you could see a countdown, 3 years, 24 days, 10 minutes, you know. If you could see those countdowns, would it influence how we loved? Would it make us savor the time that we have together? Or would it make us not put so much into it? I think for me, it's honestly the opposite. Like, I want to savor every moment. Like, when I yell at my kids, or when my kids are being brats and I chase them away, I immediately think, Samia, one day these kids are going to go away. And then I'll go back and be like, oh yeah, you guys come. It's because you did X, Y, Z. Yeah, come and chill with me. You know, if I argue, if I'm upset with my husband and I want to be carrying shoulder and nose, I don't last a day, because I'm like, you don't know how much time you have with this guy. Please just enjoy whatever time. Are you going to spend 2 days or one day or how many days just sulking when you can sit down, talk about things and move on quick? So for me, that timeline thing always comes into my mind when it just gives me, I think it gives me some sort of like a guilty conscience. Like if my mom calls and I'm in the middle of something and I'm thinking, I'll just call her back. It just come. I'm like, you don't know. One day, mommy won't be here to call you anymore. You won't be able to call mom anymore. Just pick up the phone. So things like that really, really play up in my mind. And I think that if you think about it the right way, it can be a very, very positive, you know, force in your life. People don't like to think about the end of things because it connotes negativity. But we know that things will end. We know that relationships will end. We know that people will die and, you know, transcend and things like that. But, or well, maybe not transcend, transition and things like that. But we kind of don't want to think about it. We don't want to let our minds go there because it can be something negative. But I feel like it can be something really, really positive. It can be a very powerful driver of love and intention when you think of the fact that the time I have with this person might be limited, or is probably limited. Or you think about the fact that the time I have at this place, or the time I have doing this thing, is probably limited. You want to enjoy it as much as possible. You want to savor it as much as possible. And it also helps us when we have bad moments, when you realize the fact that no matter how bad things are, no matter how crazy things are, there's a timeline. There's a timeline for pain. There's a timeline for suffering. There's a timeline for discomfort. So it's not only for the good things that we don't want to end. It's also for the things that we don't really like. You know, if you're feeling some type of way and you have that comfort that this too shall pass, literally this too shall pass. There's a timeline. It's been written. This might go on for 5 minutes. This can go on for 5 days, but it's written, this too shall pass. There's a timeline attached to this. I think that it helps us, you know, love more wholesomely, more intentionally, more deliberately. When you think about the fact that it's just like things like anniversaries and birthdays, even though, you know, the things that in Islam are not things that we crazily celebrate or whatnot. But when you think about the fact that every birthday that you have is 1 year less of your life, every anniversary you have is 1 year less that you're going to spend with this person or doing this thing, I think it makes you appreciate them more. Like every year when it's my birthday now, I'm so thankful for the years past. I'm so hopeful for the years to come. But for me, more than anything, is just that remembrance. Your time is going, your time is passing. What are you going to do with the rest of the time that you have? So I want you today to kind of think about your timeline, the timeline that you have with your spouse, with your children, at the current workplace that you are, the businesses that you're running, your health, your wellness, your finances. You know, money comes, money goes. What are you doing with what you have? You know, are you using it to, you know, benefit your future? Are you, you know, wasting it away? All these things are things that keep me up at night. And I know people always say, oh, you think different from other people. I'm a deep thinker. But I think that these are the things that kind of help me live the life that I live. And the life that I live is one of just, I don't understand. I don't even know how to explain it. But for me, I have to center on peace of mind. Everything that I do has to bring me back to a place of peace of mind. And these are the tools that I employ. Like, these are the things that I think about. These are the ways that I try to live my life consciously, deliberately, intentionally, you know, to ensure that, you know, I'm at peace, you know, as much peace as I can get, you know, at any time. I try to make sure that I'm at peace in as many aspects of my life as I can. Yes, things happen. Your life gets shaken up and you can't honestly be at peace, you know, with everything at the same time. But if you can push and be intentional and deliberate to be at peace for most parts of your life, for most times, then I think that you've kind of cracked some sort of code. So the trick is not perfection. The aim is not to always be at peace, because that's not what this world is about. It wasn't created to be, you know, smooth sailing. But if you can sort of live your life knowing that, you know, everything will come to an end some way, somehow. The end might be when you die, but eventually it will come to an end. And you also have to realize, this is another thing that drives me, that it's not just the quantity of things that reduces, it's also the quality. You know, the quality of time that you spend with someone when you're 20 is different from the quality of time you spend with them when they're 60, when you're 60. You have less energy, you have, you know, probably less, you know, motivation to do certain things. So it's not just the quantity that we're talking about. It's also the quality of time. So you can have 100 years with someone, but think about it. The first few years, you're dependent. When do you really get your independence? And then even after you get your independence, you know, you hit the age of 40 and about, and it begins to become like a downward trajectory. You know, you peak at about 40, which is what Islam teaches us. That's like your peak. And then it's sort of like a downward trajectory, which starts slow at first and then it gains momentum. So the quality of your life also depreciates. You know, you can be blessed with a timeline to have an experience or your business for the rest of your life, but the gusto and the energy and the, you know, ideas and everything that you put into it, the quality of those would also depreciate. So my thing with this week is I'm just reminding you that there's a timeline to everything, to every relationship that you have, to every love, to every, you know, experience, to everything that you own. There's a timeline. So savor it, enjoy it, be intentional about, you know, giving it your all while you have it. And if it's on the flip side, if you're having a bad time or a crazy time, there's a timeline to that too. This too shall pass. Like, no matter how crazy it seems now, no matter how much it seems like, oh my God, I'm so broke, I'm so this, I'm so that, it will end. One day, it will end. In one way or the other, it will end. So hold on to that, you know, and I pray that that gives you some sort of comfort. And as usual, I wish you the best of the rest of the week, and I'll be back again next week, Wednesday. Have an amazing day, guys. Bye.